Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Can you talk about the resiliency of this team and the never get down attitude? It just seems like everybody believes they're going to win, and you do, in fact, win.
Well, you know, I'd say first and foremost, we're really blessed to be in the position that we're in. The thing that you have to love about this football team is just the mental toughness and the belief that we have in one another, the belief that we have always had in our process and just going about things our own way. We were very fortunate to have, you know, come out victorious yesterday. It was a hard-fought game. We're really excited about the opportunity that we have moving forward.
Matthew, did you watch last night's game, the NFC game? What are your thoughts overall on the Eagles?
You know, obviously it was a very impressive performance by them. I haven't seen a ton of tape on them yet, so I can't really speak to, you know, who they are and what their makeup is like. But obviously they're in the Super Bowl. They're the best team left standing. So it's going to be a tall task for us, but we're excited about the challenge.
A bunch of guys said that today's all about kind of getting the tickets and transportation and that stuff out of the way. Is that what today's about? And then how much can that help getting that out of the way now as you guys are prepared?
Well, it can become a distraction if, you know, you let it linger. Obviously, you know, there are a lot of people that have stood behind us as players that we want to have be a part of this experience with us, but at the same time, we're only going down there for one reason, and you know, this is work for us. So I think the quicker you can get that behind you and figure it out, the better off for everyone.
You put any stock in you guys having experienced the Super Bowl routine, the 2 weeks, the travel, the tickets, or is that stuff overrated?
I think it's overrated.
If a rookie or, you know, a player new to the Super Bowl were to ask you, you know, advice on how to handle all the next 14 days or so would encompass, what would you say to them?
Be prepared to use the word no. You have to tell people no, unfortunately. And then just remember, we're going down there for one reason. And I know there's going to be a lot of hoopla and whatnot, but, you know, our focus needs to be on the game, our preparation, and going down there and playing our best game of the season.
Remember watching Super Bowl 39? Can you believe that Tom Brady is still playing at the level that he is from playing? That he's the only guy left.
I do remember watching the game, and you know, it's, you know, it's quite a story that Tom is, you know, still playing at a high level. He's been really fortunate and blessed to be playing into, you know, his 40s and doing it at a high level. And you know, we're all excited about another opportunity to go out there and represent this organization and the biggest game in pro football.
This organization's going to lose. You got one more game, at least, with your offensive and defensive coordinator. Been so important parts of this team. You're looking to send them out with their best.
We want to do well for everyone that's involved in this game. There's a lot of people in this building that have worked hard and sacrificed to get to this point, so it's for everyone.
Nobody's worried about turnover in this team because they do so well.
We're just worried about the Eagles.
And if you could players get hurt like Grant did yesterday, you're generally one of the first guys out there to check on them. What is your message to that player and kind of the message to the sideline who, you know, might have witnessed that?
Well, I mean, you obviously just want to make sure that your brother's doing okay, that, you know, whatever the injury is, that he's doing okay. I often refer to the human element that is sometimes missed in this game. You think about making plays and winning games and, you know, fantasy points, et cetera. But, you know, there's a human element involved, and I think that's your number one concern when a guy's in that situation.
Matthew, could you talk a little bit about Danny Amendola and the way he really came through in the clutch at the end there?
I mean, Danny's been so consistent for us ever since he got here. And a guy like that, to go out there and make the plays that he did yesterday when our team needed him most, it didn't happen by accident. He's a guy that's prepared himself day after day, tried to work as hard as he can to master his craft over the years. And, you know, it showed up yesterday in the clutch moments when we needed it. And I think that speaks to his character, who he is as a professional and as a man. And, you know, we definitely needed it yesterday.
How satisfying is it to see, no matter what situation this team has faced, whether on the field or off the field, there's always the appropriate response? And as a team captain, how satisfying is that for you, and what do you attribute it to?
Well, I think, you know, all of us try to keep the mindset of, you know, we're very blessed to be doing what we're doing. We don't want to take for granted the opportunities that we have on the field. So we put everything that we can into, you know, preparation and execution. And then off the field, I think it's important for us to keep perspective at all times and realize, hey, we're really fortunate, really blessed to be doing what we're doing. And I think there's a wrong and a right way to handle things. And I think we've always tried to pride ourselves on handling things the right way.
Are we at a point yet with this team where you can look at the scoreboard and really there is no situation where you can say we're not gonna fight through this, we're not gonna come back? I mean, not that I'm saying that anyone would lose.
We never lose belief. You know, football's a game of ups and downs, and we understand that. And, you know, it's a game that's played over the course of 60 minutes, and a lot of times it takes, you know, every single second within the game. So we understand that. We have a coaching staff that's prepared us to have that mentality going into competition. And, you know, like I said, we just continue to believe in one another, believe in our process, and we're gonna fight until the very end, regardless of the situation.
Replacing injured players is just part of the NFL, but both teams here have replaced some key offensive cogs. Danny's done a great job, along with others, stepping up for Julian being out all this year, and they've had Foles step up for Wentz. How do you think both teams have done replacing such key players?
Well, obviously both teams have done a great job because we're still playing. You know, I've gotten a chance to meet Nick, and he's a tremendous human being, loves the Lord. He's just a great guy, and it's good to see, you know, good things happen to good people. They've got a lot of great brothers over there. So we're, you know, I think both teams have done a great job of handling adversity this year. That's part of the game. That's life. And, you know, we fought, and both teams have earned their way to get to this point.
Yeah, people talk about Foles, as you said there. People are like, oh, Wentz is down. It's such a drop-off, and there hasn't been such a drop-off.
They're playing in the Super Bowl.
How much work do you get done this week before you get on the plane Sunday, Monday, whatever it is, and fly to Minnesota?
We'll get a good amount of work in. Definitely probably get to our game plan stuff, get to our scouting. I mean, it's not like we're looking ahead to other potential opponents. There's only one team that we're looking to play in, so all of our energy is going to be put towards them.
You said you have to say no a lot. What's the most important thing to say no to, or what's the most common thing you end up saying no?
Ticket request. Everybody thinks we get free tickets.
Have you been able to check in on Gronk at all? And I'm not asking for an injury report or anything, but just on a human level, how the guy's doing and how do you feel about it?
He was in pretty good spirits today when I spoke to him.
Last question.
Can you appreciate, Alan, how much of a luxury it is to have a guy that's performing the way he is the last two games in the playoffs, pinning opponents deep?
It's huge for us. In these games, when teams are so evenly matched, to be able to have a guy that's going to really help swing that field position battle in your favor, it's huge because every yard counts, and you see that in a lot of these games. So we've been fortunate to have him playing the way that he's been playing, and hopefully he can continue that.
Matthew, what would you say is the biggest difference in terms of preparing this week for whenever you guys do get to Minnesota?
I think, you know, what we have to do now is just hone in on every single detail. There's a lot of information that's been gathered over the last, you know, 18 games now, I guess, and we have to be able to look at that information closely, see what we can do to process that information and apply it to us trying to do our job. I mean, there's going to be no stone left unturned, and it starts this week, and then I think when we get down to Minnesota, the focus will be even more honed in. And, you know, ultimately it's about executing 2 weeks from now.